Welcome back to the Power Hour. Our next guest is, I make no bones about it. She's probably the best or one of the best general medical minds that we have in the medical field, the doctor field, Dr. Sherry Rogers. She is, her accomplishments and what she's done is long as my arm. I could go on and on. It's a pleasure to have her. PrestigePublishing.com is where you can get her newsletter, which is top rate, and her fantastic, very important books. Dr. Rogers, it is a pleasure to have you back on the Power Hour.
Oh, it's always my pleasure, Dan. In fact, I still remember last time, or two times ago, when you told us how your dog, who was elderly and you thought was on his last legs and could barely get up the steps and so forth, you did some of the things that we recommend people do in their own lives. And you resurrected your dog, and he's bouncing around now.
Yeah, that
so
was crazy.
That was pretty cool.
It was super cool. I don't know if you've helped any people. I'm sure you have, but you certainly helped my dog. There's no question you helped my dog. And for those of you who just now joining in on that joke, not joke, but real, my dog, like a lot of dogs, is having trouble going up the stairs. Dr. Rogers had... We just talked about glyphosates, wheat, corn, and soy were the main culprits of GMOs and glyphosates.
Roundup. The weed killer, yeah.
Yes. And so I just made the observation with the food. I was buying a cheaper type food at the store. It wasn't bottom, but it wasn't, more expensive food. And I said, I'm going to go with this no wheat, no corn, no soy food and see what happens. And within 2 or 3 weeks, a noticeable difference. Within like month to 6 weeks, I mean, didn't even notice a limp anymore. And all I did was change her food. It was incredible, truly incredible.
And that shows people, though, what the power is that they have in their own diets. For example, I'm no smarter than any other doctor. I was just sicker, which forced me into the molecular biochemistry of healing as opposed to just drugging everything. And it also forced me into four specialties, one of which was allergy. And if you want a short course in allergy, in everything, there's like the 80-20 rule. 80% of the people only need 20% of what you have to offer. If you take 100 people with all sorts of allergies and symptoms, and it can be any symptom because allergies manifest as anything from fatigue to arthritis to heart disease to diabetes, whatever, just take them off the top two most common antigens, which are dairy and wheat. And amazing things happen. They stop having their sinusitis, they stop having their headaches, they have more energy, etc. And there are many reasons for it. First of all, the wheat that we have now is not the same as wheat used to be. It's highly genetically changed. And it's been proven to actually be able to create insulin resistance, diabetes, etc., because of the change in the chemistry, which I won't bore you with. But and dairy is a known cause of mucus for a lot of people who have had too many antibiotics, and they've damaged the milk degrading enzymes in the gut, so that now they have a lactase intolerance and they get stuffy, congested, headachey, whatever, from dairy. But once they heal the gut, then these allergies go away. So there's more than one way to take care of these things, obviously, as well as just diagnosing them.
That's very interesting you said that, the wheat. Let me ask you about the wheat we have now. Do you know, you may or may not, I don't know. Do you know about what point, 50 years ago, 100 years ago, that our wheat began to change? And is it the wheat that it's changed or the fact that it's full of Roundup now that is the biggest culprit?
Well, it's both. It has changed dramatically. And within the last century, because of genetic hybridization changes in the genes. And the problem is that some of the genetic manipulations, instead of being a combination, again, I know people don't want to hear all this genetic stuff, but instead of being a combination of this gene pile and this one, it actually has created new ones that now have never been seen. And these become, quote, antigenic or disturbing to the human physiology. So we have new entities in our food that we never had before, not to mention the Roundup and the other weed killers and atrazine that we've written about extensively in the newsletter Total Wellness, because they can, each one of them can create any disease, whether it's knee arthritis, whether it's asthma, whether it's Alzheimer's. It doesn't matter what label you put on it. The organ that is attacked just is determined by the susceptibility or the vulnerability of each individual person, which is why we analyzed their 11 pages of their molecular biochemistry of their vitamins, minerals, fatty acids, etc., to find out how they got damaged and what they have to do to fix it all.
Now, what you just described, it sounds like it's almost a roulette wheel of causes in people's body. Is this why medicine is so clueless and just has such a hard time actually helping people, because they're not even playing the same game, it sounds like?
Right. Well, a lot of things happen historically. I'll give a very simple example. About 80 years ago, cardiologists said, hey, people are dying of heart attacks. Let's find out why. What we'll do is let's examine that plaque that's plugging up their arteries. Now, that sounds very smart, doesn't it? So they examined the plaque, and the pathologist said, it's made out of cholesterol. So they immediately started a war on cholesterol. Well, that was about the dumbest-ass thing they could have done. That's like saying, every time there's a crime, you see police, so probably they caused it. Oh, every time there's a fire, you see firemen, so maybe they caused it. Cholesterol, as we showed in the book, The Cholesterol Hoax, is merely a Band-Aid, a warning that you have extreme free radical deterioration in the lining of your blood vessels, and you better find the cause and the cure right away before it morphs into a heart attack, plaque, Alzheimer's, whatever you're destined to get. Does that make more sense?
Yes. So they're clueless.
Yeah, but what happened is it got even worse. Because many of them had invested their ego, their reputation, their and
career.
Then getting in bed with the food manufacturers and the drug manufacturers. For example, Lipitor, Crestor, that inhibit the cholesterol synthesis in your body, in the liver. They actually poison the enzyme HMG-CoA reductase so that you do not make cholesterol. But you need cholesterol to remember what I said 3 seconds ago, because you need it to make new memory. And so many people now have poor memories. They need constant stimulation with their cell phones and having new information put in front of them just to keep their attention up, because they really don't have very good thought processes anymore. If you want to create Alzheimer's, give somebody a statin. If you want to create heart disease, heart failure, swelling of the ankles, shortness of breath, atrial fibrillation, give them a statin. Crestor, Lipitor, because by inhibiting the cholesterol manufacturing pathway in the human liver, you also poison the very pathway where we make coenzyme Q10, the actual energy that the currency of energy in the body. For example, if I were suddenly dead in front of you, I'm the same chemicals, same nutrients, same toxins, everything. The only difference, the electricity stopped. That electricity is formed from cholesterol in the human body. So no wonder as people take more statins, they slowly get more tired, they get more cardiac disease, et cetera. But they and they're on the road to Alzheimer's. Now you might say, well, wait a minute, but my doctor insists. In fact, he takes it himself, because what they don't understand, and again, everything I say, I'm a junkie, you know, a reference junkie. Everything I say, we have the scientific backup someplace in our 30 years of monthly newsletter, totally referenced, and also in our 15 books. So somewhere all this evidence is in there. Anyway, when they first did the experiments with Lipitor, the first statin, the first cholesterol-lowering drug, they went to the FDA, of course, and because you have to spend $2 million to get your drug okayed. And they said, okay, we're going to show that if you give 100 people Lipitor for 5 years, one person will have a heart attack. If you take those same another 100 people and don't give them Lipitor, two people will get a heart attack. So the difference is 1%. But that's the absolute difference. The relative difference is 50%. And that's how the doctors, all the cardiologists who don't read the scientific reports, they just read the quickie summary. That's how they saw in all of their advertisements in the journal, the American College of Cardiology, all their main journals, Circulation, etc. The ads say, "Doctor, Lipitor decreases the cardiovascular risk 36%. You're not even a good doctor if you don't have everybody on it." And that's how people walk out of the doctor's office, even if they don't have high cholesterol. I do flight physicals, and even the airline pilots are made to take it if they don't even have high cholesterol because of that erroneous, fictitious play of statistics. And there have been many articles in the Journal of the American Medical Association this year and last year showing how manipulative these statistics are in terms of favoring the drug industry and making things look absolutely the opposite of what they should be. And one other thing, a serious side effect of Lipitor long before you get Alzheimer's is amnesia. What happens is people go out. They
wow.
suddenly don't know anything for about 2 hours. Well, by the time the subway, plane, train, car accident is over with, they've recovered. They don't recall what happened. Nobody knows, and they never ask what everybody's on. And it's a main cause. Every time I got on an airplane, I ask, "Which of you two pilots is on Lipitor?" And I tell the other one, "Keep an eye on him," because he can have sudden amnesia. In fact, a colleague of mine who was not only an internal medicine specialist but also an astronaut that we've written about, he's been to space many times, been to the moon, he had a flight physical. He was put on Lipitor even though he didn't have high cholesterol, and he was walking home a month later. He didn't know his house of 40 years. He didn't know his wife of 40 years. He totally blacked out, and then when it wore off, everything came back. But once he started talking to his colleagues, his medical colleagues, oh, my gosh, he became persona non grata. It's like, oh, my gosh, how could you say anything bad about a medicine that is so good? So you see, there's a lot of crookedness and bad science in medicine.
Let me interject, Dr. Rogers, right
sure.
here. I think an important question I need to, you talked about these studies in the Lipitor study, you know, one, there were 100 people or whatever it was. Is it possible when they do that, they might have done 10 studies before that and it didn't come out right, and then that one study, it just happened to come out right. They got lucky and somebody had a heart attack on the other study group. Is that what goes on? Do they just do 10 studies
and
they pick the one?
A big problem in what you might be hinting to is called meta-analysis, M-E-T-A,
yes.
analysis. And what they do is not only, in order to get the results that they want, they will often lump many studies together, which is really bad because that's taking 5 erroneous studies and trying to come up with one good result. For example, a lot of studies say that a high-fat diet is extremely dangerous and bad. Well, nothing could be further from the truth, and I know that sounds like heresy, but what they fail to analyze is the kind of fat. The diets were usually the American diet, full of trans fats, which damage the cell membrane, damage the beta receptors, so people have to be on beta blockers like metoprolol for their blood pressure and their atrial fib. They damage the calcium channels, so now they have to be on calcium channel blockers like Calan for their arrhythmias and different cardiac maladies, and on it goes. So you see that it's rife with very bad manipulative studies to basically promote drugs and make it easy for a doctor. You just come in, you see him for a few minutes, you're given a prescription, you see the PA for a few little sheets of side effects, and out the door you go. There's no explanation of diet, there's no explanation of cause, lifestyle, anything that has to do with healing, actual healing. And I must say that I have seen people, and they're not my patients, so I'm not bragging. I've seen people, and they were very gracious. They sent me a suitcase of their records, et cetera, who were given 48 hours to live, 2 weeks to live, wildly metastatic cancers. And they're totally well 20 years later. They did it with diet. That's all in the macro trilogy that they'll find at the website prestigepublishing.com. And they can actually, if they get the newsletters from 2006 on through, they'll find some of these people. They can even call them up, talk with them. They can go and learn from them. I mean, it's all out there for people who want to take charge. Folks need to know that health is not a right. It's a responsibility. It's not something the government can do for you or your doctor. It's your responsibility to get yourself too smart to fail.
Let me give you a story here, and I want to get your response, because I've been thinking about this ever since it happened. A friend of mine, not a good friend, but you know, more than an acquaintance, I'm friendly with the guy, and I hadn't seen him in a while, and I saw him at the store, and we started talking. And I don't know how it got on that we found out he's been taking statins for like 20 years. And I said, oh my gosh, do you know about, blah, blah, blah. You know, I went on and on. And I said, I got some information you may want. I got some links. I was going to send him some links to interviews with you and some other information. If you text me, I'll send them to you. You know, I'll just text them right to you and you can listen to them. Well, I didn't hear anything from him. So I texted him. I said, here, and I gave him some sort of information. I said, let me know what you think. And the clock goes by, the time goes by, and the look on his face when I told him how bad statins were, and I didn't really go crazy into it, was so telling. And the fact that he didn't respond at all, doesn't want to hear what I say, and I think this is so much of America feels probably exactly the same way when I talk to them. Why is that?
Like I say, they think it should be covered by the doctor, the insurance company.
Where did we get that ethic, or where did we get that paradigm?
Because when drugs came along, it was like, wow, you don't have to die from pneumonia anymore. We have penicillin.
So penicillin became the worst thing ever, because it gave us confidence in these white-coated lunatics who want to drug us up.
Well, but on the flip side, many of our readers in 24 countries, and I consult on the phone with readers in Dubai, London, Singapore, Australia, all the Canadian provinces, all the U.S. states, when we analyze their 11 pages of their molecular biochemistry, by the way, for folks who want to get their own, the directions are all in the book, How to Cure Diabetes, even if you don't have diabetes. It could have also been called How to Cure Alzheimer's or anything else, because it's all God's chemistry. We just often choose one disease to focus on. Anyway, when I see their 11 pages of assays, some of these people, it's so amazing that they have gotten this, because it's a true lifesaver. They're, for example, some of them, their magnesium, even though they take it, is so low, they are ripe for a heart attack at any moment. And even if they made it to the emergency room and had the dramatic emergency room paddles of 600 joules for cardioversion, they couldn't be revived. And that's why half the people die, because they don't have enough magnesium to make the heart work. And on it goes. A lot of them, their cell membranes, where all the receptors for cancer-fighting chemicals that God has designed in our bodies, the tumor necrosis factor, the NFKB, et cetera, these all are designed to kill cancer cells. But you can't make them if the cell membranes are starving. And sometimes the fix is as simple as what we've written about in the last couple of years of the Total Wellness newsletter. Cod liver oil in glass, liquid, phosphatidylcholine, the anchor, the 8 forms of vitamin E, alpha, beta, delta, gamma, tocopherol and tocotrienols, and phosphatidylserine. When you have all of these things, you repair the cell membrane and diseases melt away. But it's not done in medicine, because we're run by the drug industry. It's It's quick, it's easy, and it's uniform. It pretends that one size fits all and that every symptom needs the same enzyme to be poisoned, and that's not true. For example, for folks who have signed on to the newsletter for 2019, starting in January, we have one article that I think is very important because it follows, in fact, it's part of a paper that I published in medical journals years ago. It shows how the deficiency of just one tiny mineral, zinc as an example, will guarantee you will morph into every disease possible because they are so crucial. For example, you can't make hydrochloric acid to absorb your minerals if you don't have zinc because that's in the enzyme that runs the enzyme that carbonic anhydrase. You can't heal your pancreas if you have diabetes without it. And the insulin-degrading enzyme, you can't cure your obesity without it because insulin makes you store fat. And people, after they've stored it in the liver and then the rest of the body, they start storing it in the brain, and then that starts deteriorating. All of this is fixable and reversible, but in medicine, it's not done. And then one of the more interesting tests that I like on this 11-page assay is the quinolinate, because that shows even if you have no symptoms whatsoever, if that's up, it shows your brain is deteriorating. Mm. It's totally fixable with vitamin B6, but the hooker is B6 doesn't work until it's converted to its active form, pyridoxal 5-phosphate. And what does that? Zinc in the enzyme. And so you see it's on and on. And so when I look at this 11-page assay that people have of all their vitamins, minerals, fatty acids, et cetera, I can see how they got sick, what they need to fix, and more importantly, where they would have gone if they hadn't fixed it. Half the people who have a heart attack don't make it, and we know why now.
Mm. There's the music. On the other side, more with Dr. Rogers. As you can see or hear, she's just dripping with knowledge, and I hope you're enjoying this because it's fascinating. I hope you have a pen and paper while she's talking. PrestigePublishing.com is her website. You can go and get books, the newsletters, information. You need to have this. Stay tuned. More with Dr. Rogers on the other side. ThePowerHour.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams Probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio Superfood. I've taken Bio Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Numana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage I love to eat. Yum!
Oh, it's such a great day here in America or around the world, and good to be with you on the Power Hour. The Power Mall, thepowermall.com. That's where we have all the products come together for you. You need these products. Joyce, 20 years ago, started this. Buy from the good guys. That's more than just a slogan. That's a mantra, and it's people who care about you. And one of those is certainly our guest, Dr. Rogers. We'll get to her momentarily. All the things that she talked about. We don't have the cod liver oil. We don't carry that, but please get the glass. I recommend Carlson's. And I think Dr. Rogers does also, if you Whole Foods or you can order online or whatever, in glass, order in glass, the phosphatidylcholine that she recommends, the GMO-free, the powder form that she recommends. We have at the Power Mall, the detox cocktail. She hasn't mentioned that, but I'm sure we'll get to it. Also on sale, alpha lipoic acid R, the R value. We have a great source of that. The full spectrum vitamin E she mentioned. We also have that. These are all very important things that your body absolutely, absolutely needs. So those are all at the Power Mall. Also, Strauss Heart Drops is on sale. Free shipping. Free shipping on all Strauss Heart Drops order. And, yeah, it's a great day to get something and get healthy and to make a step in your life. It's amazing. Just like my, you can learn from my dog. It's amazing how quickly, if you take some good action, how quickly your body can start to reverse and start to go in a better direction. You can for years abuse it or do bad things to it. And then, you know, only within a couple, 3 months, you can really start to see a difference in your body, which is absolutely amazing. And feeling good is such a benefit. Remember, I want you happy, I want you healthy, I want you successful, and I want you free, just as God intends you to be. Buy from the good guys at the Power Mall, thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. We're talking to Dr. Sherry Rogers from Prestige Publishing. You can get all her fantastic books. Ladies and gentlemen, these are books you need to have on your bookshelf somewhere. And they're references, they are invaluable for the future. Who knows what the future is going to hold for Google, what have you. You need to have these books and also the newsletter to stay current on her research. It's fantastic. Highly, highly recommend. Getting to some of our listener questions here. One of them, the first one here, I'm interested to hear what you have to say about this, is about fluoride. They ask about fluoride in the water and fluoride for teeth. Is it good? What is the whole deal about fluoride?
Stay as far away from it as you can. We see, well, for example, there are many sources of fluoride. Teflon in all the cooking ware that loads people up with PFOAs. We've written about this in the newsletter with all sorts of scientific backup. They are fluorinated chemicals, Teflon. It's also in your couch, your carpet. It's you can't get away from it. It's in your computer plastics. And it makes things stain-proof. It makes pots and pans so you don't have to scrub them. But as you notice, your Teflon wears off. It goes into your body, and that fluoride damages the iodine, which is needed for the thyroid gland. Other sources of fluoride would be like Cipro, a common antibiotic. It causes tendon ruptures even months after you've stopped the antibiotic. And then, of course, there are other even more serious medications that interfere with the iodine in the thyroid gland, like amiodarone for serious atrial fibrillation or other arrhythmias, because that has three toxic molecules of iodine in it that negate that. And in terms of dentists who want to give you fluoride treatments, it just shows that they have not kept up on the recent literature. And another sign of a bad dentist is if he wants to put in, for example, an implant, but he has not checked some rudimentary things like your N-telopeptide to see if you're losing jawbone, and if he has not checked your vitamin D level to make sure that it's over 80 nanograms per milliliter. The cutoff on the LabCorp and Quest, all the commercial labs, are 30 to 100. This is 30 years antiquated. When they first started looking at D, they just used hundreds of bloods in the lab already from sick people, people who were dying, and that's how they established the norms. Now we know you can't heal bone, depression, heart, recurrent infections, anything, diabetes, without sufficient D, and the levels should be 80 to 100, which is one more reason why people should see their laboratory results and not rely on some nurse saying, oh, your lab reports were fine, don't worry about a thing. Because when I do consults with people, they send me their last 3 years of records from everybody they've been to, and we constantly see they were told that their D levels were normal when they were abysmal at 30. No wonder they couldn't heal. And we see so many other things that they were told were normal, and they're not. For example, a lot of people are overweight, depressed, constipated, tired, and some are even on thyroid. But the thyroid levels of normal have changed. The labs still have the old antiquated levels. All of this information is in the last 5 years of the newsletter with the documentation. The new cutoff for T3, free T3, is 3.5. If your level isn't that high, you're hypothyroid. And as the Journal of the American Medical Association showed last year, millions of people are going through life hypothyroid and they don't even know it because their doctor is relying on the norms that are on the commercial labs. So they think, how could these be wrong? And the other norm is the TSH, thyroid stimulating hormone. That should be less than 2. But the labs say, oh, 1.5 or 2.5 could be normal. It's not. That means the body is screaming for some thyroid and it's not getting. And then, again, when I review people's records from their doctors from all over, and some of these are the highest profile endocrinology clinics, Johns Hopkins, Harvard, Mayo Clinic, Cleveland Clinic, I see that they've looked at their thyroid levels, but they use the T4. Well, that's not the active thyroid hormone. T3 is the active one, but they usually don't measure that. And one of the big problems is, in order for the body to convert T4 to the active thyroid hormone that makes your brain work, makes you feel energetic, and full of just everything working well, T3 has to be, like we said, over 2.5 or 3.5. But in order to convert to T3, the body needs selenium in that enzyme. Do you think I've ever seen from any endocrinologist all over the world, checking an RBC selenium? Never. It's pathetic what we're doing in medicine, because millions of people are just struggling through life, slogging through life, feeling awful, compounding new symptoms every few years, and they don't realize they can get rid of all of these if they just find out what's broken and fix it. And the directions are all, well, whether or not you have diabetes, the easiest way to find all the directions is either with Total Wellness 2017 right through 19, or the book How to Cure Diabetes. That'll start to lead you everywhere.
Let me go back to what you said. Well, one of the things you said about fluoride. You said that dentists are not up on the current literature of fluoride treatments. Now, when you go to the dentist, they want to put fluoride treatments on your teeth. That's different than fluoride in the water. So talk about the current literature on any of those.
I don't have that handy with the current literature for the fluoride in the mouth. But we do know, for example, that when you have mercury amalgams, every time you bite down to chew your food, even if those have been in there since childhood, you are releasing a certain amount of mercury into the rest of your system. And as we showed in the newsletter a few years ago, the mercury chloralkali process to make high fructose corn syrup gives enough mercury to be equivalent to having one new mercury amalgam in your mouth every day of your life. So no wonder researchers use high fructose corn syrup to create 100 rats with diabetes so they can experiment with drugs. And yet everybody is eating this. It's in nearly all processed foods. They're loaded with it. In fact, we measure their mercury levels in that test that we've been talking about.
So just one night, if your dentist asked to put fluoride on your teeth, you would say no, not
absolutely anyway. I would say no, because
okay,
first of all, well, animals in the wild don't even brush their teeth and they don't get cavities. Our problem is what I call the 7 M's. And that's in the 2018-2019 newsletter. 7 M's. If you look at the countries throughout the world on this planet Earth, the United States is the number one most expensive healthcare system. So you'd think we should
should
be number one then for health. No, we're not number two. We're not number three. We are a crappy number 43. 42 other countries have much better health than we do and far cheaper because of the 7M. Medications, like people take metformin for diabetes. It lowers their B12. It lowers their vitamin B1. It makes sure they will have poor memory, that they will have peripheral neuropathy, etc. The 7M's are medications, mercury, Monsanto, mangled fats, mycotoxins, manufactured toxins, and managed care. For example, let's go to the last one, managed care. If you go to a cardiologist and you have atrial fibrillation, say, what does he want to do? He wants to put you on a drug first. If that doesn't work, he wants to do ablation, where they actually burn out, destroy part of your heart, nerve, and muscle. Then usually you need a pacemaker after that because you've damaged so much of it. Instead, what we do is look at the vitamins, the minerals that help heal the heart, nerve, and muscle, and the electricity, the CoQ10, etc., made in the mitochondria. And so we analyze all the chemistry of the mitochondria, the cell membranes. Some people, it's as simple as cod liver oil and the non-GMO phosphatidylcholine powder that you have there. It depends on what they're low in. But if they don't know and they're working blindly, like their doctor is, they will never get cured. For example, we just had a fellow that contacted me with a little note of thanks. He owned a big factory in Oregon. He had more money than he knew what to do with, and he'd been to 3 cardiologists in the last 9 years for atrial fib. He was only 59 years old. Could not get rid of it. He did the blood test that's in How to Cure Diabetes. We went over it. In 1 month, his 9 years of atrial fib are gone. Because he saw what was wrong, how to fix it. His cell membranes were starving for cod liver oil, as most people are. And they are starving for the anchor, the phosphatidylcholine. It has to be non-GMO. It should be in powder form, and you have that one there. It's starving for phosphatidylserine, another anchor for these important fatty acids that make up the major chemistry in our brain, our heart, everywhere. So, I'm big on making acronyms, and I made another one. When people are totally stuck and they can't figure out how to get well, just use my acronym, THINK, T-H-I-N-K, because you will always find the cure. You either have too many toxins, hormone deficiencies, insulin, or intestinal dysbiosis, nutrient deficiencies, or huge knowledge gaps. There's so much you don't know that you can know. All you have to do is get yourself too smart to fail. And we've provided all the evidence in the last few years of the books and newsletters.
Fantastic. Let me get through a couple more questions because
sure.
We're running on time here. I know someone who is a candidate for artificial knee surgery on both knees. Do you have an opinion regarding umbilical cord stem cell treatment for cases like this?
So for some people, this has helped them. However, first of all, you want to know why you have the knee problem. You want to see an entelopeptide. Are you still losing bone? What's your vitamin D level? Is it above 80? What is the status of all the rest of your body? Do you have a chance to heal? For example, back in the 90s, I blew out my left knee running over a hillside, and it caught on a rock, and the rest of my body kept going. So all my friends who were orthopedic surgeons said, oh, my gosh, you're going to need surgery, blah, blah, blah. I never had any surgery. I play tennis every day. I'm 76. I have no medicines, no symptoms. It depends on what the body needs to fix it. And so, sure, people are into stem cells now, and I've seen a few people who were helped by it, but not many. Knee problems are epidemic, and it's the number one reason that we see people in their 60s and 70s who no longer enjoy sports like tennis or golf or basketball or whatever, because their knees are too bad. And we have many articles in the newsletter on needs of the knees. For example, collagen type 2 is a special type of collagen that has helped regenerate knees because the cartilage, you know, is avascular. It doesn't have a good blood supply, so it needs other help. And there's a wealth of literature behind that. And then, of course, we always give the places to get these and the best doses and so forth. So there are many things to regenerate knees, but you first start with what's wrong? Why did you get into that trouble to begin with? And, of course, as we've written back in, I think it was 2013, 14, 15 in the newsletters, stretching is so important. I know many people who never wake up without stiffness everywhere, and as soon as they do the stretching, oh, and then a real common cause of knee problems is the nightshades. The book Pain Free in 6 Weeks talks about the nightshades, and then 2019 Total Wellness, we go more into it, I think. If you take 100 people with arthritis, put them on the nightshade-free diet, 75% of them will be without arthritis in 6 weeks.
Like my dog.
Just like my dog. We did medical studies published in the literature, and then we did the book for lay people to figure out how to do it. In fact, when I had the nightshades, it mimicked a ruptured disc. It was like I had a paralyzed leg and serious back pain. It mimicked a ruptured disc. I had to make my husband promise not to take me to the emergency room because they would say, Mr. Rogers, your wife is crazy. If we don't operate immediately, she'll be paralyzed forever. And I said, you and I know the antigen-antibody complex will drop off in 6 weeks, and I'll be fine and back to tennis. And sure enough, I was. And this was serious pain. Opioids didn't even touch it. I couldn't even get in a bed or a chair for the 6 weeks I was on the floor.
Oh, my gosh.
But that's the power of food. So pain-free in 6 weeks, I would start with. I know several people who told me they were going to have knee surgery, and then they read pain-free in 6 weeks, and they never had it because they found that it was the nightshades that was giving them the pain. But when you have bilateral, you got a lot more going on in the body.
Let me ask a follow-up question. Similar bones, I guess. The doctor of a friend who has osteoporosis suggested she get a quote-unquote infusion treatment. The doc said...
Oh, no.
You stopped before
you
even finished.
That's the new one that you inject. Even the old ones, you know, Fosamax and what Sally Fields is hawking the Boniva.
Yes.
Ads with her facelift and stuff.
Yeah, there'll be a lawyer. Yeah, there'll be a lawyer in a year or two on TV asking if anybody took that, and so they can get a settlement.
Well, they cause bone rot, jaw rot. A lot. There were people who they're in their 50s. They were normal. They had no problem. And we see what it does is one of the reasons it can, you know, each day you break down bone and you build up bone. Well, if you poison the breakdown, then you have more buildup, and that's how they got to show that the drugs helped osteoporosis. But it's fake, because by poisoning the breakdown of bad stuff, because the bones are the heavy metal repository, that's where we dump all of our mercury, cadmium, aluminum, arsenic, antimony, etc., all the heavy metals that we get from all the bad foods, that... Then you trigger osteoporosis, and you've never fixed the problem. So these cause jaw rot. They cause other problems as well. In fact, they cause worsening arthritis in many people. There's a whole literature on the bad side effects. And now the injectable ones, I forget if they're once a week or once a month, but that tells you how powerful they are in terms of poisoning. See, all drugs work by poisoning an enzyme. That's why they work so fast. And that's why people who don't have knowledge and don't have patience take one drug of one dose of a nutrient and say, well, that didn't help me, but boy, that drug sure did. Drugs work by poisoning a pathway, so they work instantaneously. Nutrients work by fixing and healing it. So like if you're healing a red blood cell, well, it takes 120 days because that's how long it takes to make a new one. So there's a couple of months. So there's a vast difference in how you go about these things and how intelligently you do it as well.
Let me, we got about 4 minutes probably, quickly. Obviously, measles is in the news. Why are people so crazy about measles? I mean, my mother, when the neighbor got measles, my grandmother shoved my mother and her brother down to the neighbor so she could get measles also.
Sure, because you want your natural immunity. And what is happening is one of the things, besides the nutrient levels being so low, I mean, some of these people, when we see kids who are, they look perfect. They look like your average neighborhood kid. We see their blood, their zinc levels, their vitamin A, their beta carotene, their D, all the things they need to fight off various viruses. They're so low because they live on processed food. Another thing is that when you make your own immunity, there are certain aspects that actually are better than if you have the, I don't want to call it fake, but the immunization. And frankly, they have worn out. For example, many of the people no longer have antibody levels for the measles because their injections from childhood have run their course. Likewise, when people as adults, for example, get shingles, many times within 5 years, it means they're going to get a cancer. Because think about it, shingles is the chickenpox virus. So if now as a person in your 60s, 70s, you get shingles, what does that mean? It means your childhood immunity to shingles has worn off. Your immune system is bottoming out, and so you're ripe for anything, including cancers, and that's often what we see.
Probably last question, ketogenic diet. What's your thought
about
that?
Oh, love it. But the problem is we've seen so many people who do it wrong, and so we're starting 2020, we're going to be we're doing a whole book on it and showing people the fallacies of it because they can make themselves much worse. And if you read, as I have, over 20 ketogenic books by very brilliant people, I mean, these are cardiologists, nephrologists, urologists, you name it, infectious disease specialists, oncologists, every specialty going, family practitioners, engineers, people who've written keto books, none of them looks at your chemistry. Not one of them. They're all working blindly, telling people to tank up on fat, etc. But they have not analyzed their 34 fatty acids to see exactly what they should have.
Mm. Got about a minute. PrestigePublishing.com is our website. She is. Do you have a phone number, Dr. Rogers, people can call?
Yeah, 1-800-846-6687. 1-800-846-6687 or Prestige, P-R-E-S-T-I-G-E, publishing.com. And for folks who want a quick intro, just like Total Wellness 2017, 18, and 19, and How to Cure Diabetes, because they're in How to Cure Diabetes, even if you don't have it, we've gone through the most common nutrient deficiencies that people have had who have done the expensive assay, the 11-page assay. And so we give the doses and frequency and so forth of how to take the things that are most commonly low that have reversed people without even getting the test.
Last question. We'll try to sneak this in. For people that are listening, what is the one most common thing people should look at their lives, lifestyle change, diet, whatever? They should look at this and think, maybe I need to change this. What is that thing that is most common?
If it comes in a bag, a box, a jar, a can, or a wrapper, don't eat it.
Bingo. There you go. That didn't take long.
I love it. You are doing a great job, Dan. Thank you for educating so many people.
Oh, well, thank you for coming on, Dr. Rogers. It's always a pleasure. I hope your tennis game stays up. I have to live vicariously through you. God bless you.
Okay, and, make sure everybody makes themselves too smart to fail.
There you go. Everybody, God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow. James McCanny tomorrow. So, and remember, I want you to be happy, healthy, successful, and free. Okay? That's what we want. And health is a big part of that. Dr. Rogers, God bless you and thank you. See you tomorrow, everybody. Have a great evening.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that Carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using Carnivora because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking Carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's carnivora.com or 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Call us today.